When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TV.
It is brought to you by Security Dodge. See Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some!
Yeah!
Let's start off by saying good evening to our friend Michael.
You can see Ted.
Let's say good evening to Michael and Don.
How did the brisket go down for Ballard?
Yeah, well, it must have just slid.
How about good evening to Don?
I'm your husband of Jace.
Good evening to myself. The ribs were literally pure crack cocaine. And to the caller who had something very interesting to tell us earlier.
I made my daughter when I first heard your show.
I wonder how many children that we have helped be born.
And to the same caller.
It's all blanks.
Yeah, I think we've worked more stamina than anything else.
You know what I mean? You know what I really...
Doing math or thinking about baseball.
Do you know what I really think, though? When you really add it all up, guys, isn't the answer we need more callers from North Carolina?
They are the gold standard. You're right.
Like, we got a bunch of Detroit today, but man, do we do well. When people call... When you think about Ray, from the day that he called me a slop of pig...
I go slop the hogs every now and then.
What year is Ray, you think? Because I just saw this. I started
kind of new to the show.
It was 2016. The summer of 2016.
Summer 2016. So that's like within the first year I was there.
Yes.
He formed a quick opinion.
I got there in the fall 2015. God, time is just, what is happening?
But
you know,
on?
It must not just be us guys that time is flying for, considering we still get calls regularly where people weigh in on my addition to the show. It's not just us, right, that the time has just flown by.
Time is really flying. It's sad.
It does.
I don't like it. Did the kids get out in the snow today at all, Don?
Yes. I would say about like an hour ago it started snowing again, so they were out there. It's a tough day for snow because we got a freezing rain right after.
Well, yeah.
But they had a lot of energy.
What sort of accumulation did you get?
I'd say about 3 inches. When I shoveled this morning, it was probably about 3.5 maybe.
Just doesn't listen to me.
Well, was it?
He has to.
I did a little kickboxing today because I just trying to make it all work, and I had an eye doctor appointment that was canceled because of the weather. So I had to clear, but I didn't know that, so I had to clear everything up to go. And I intended to go to work, but then it just got really bad and it got icy. But no, I shoveled. I went to shovel at like 6:20, but it was still snowing, so I thought that'd be counterproductive.
Well, guys, a lot happened over the course of the weekend.
Oh, huge weekend.
Do you, Anthony, you have the, do we have NFL yesterday audio? I mean, intro? Because that's essentially what today's ENN is. It's NFL yesterday. Here we go.
This is
football! It's football! They're playing football!
The NFL yesterday.
Let's hear the call from Merrill Reese on WIP in Philly, the end of a toxic, crazy Eagles season.
And the seconds will come off the clock, and the Eagles have not just been beaten. They have been taken apart. They have been just brought to their knees by the Tampa Bay Bucks. The final score, the Tampa Bay Bucks, 32, the Eagles, 9.
That is a very honest local broadcaster.
Yeah, well, it's Merrill Reese.
He's a legend there.
That's the legend. Now, Aaron Judge was there to take it in. Very happy, I'm sure. He's wearing his Tampa Bay creamsicle-colored shirt, Don.
You know what's funny, too, Peter? He's sitting, I guess, in a suite. He's wearing, I guess, the number 13 jersey. And they're all talking about Aaron Judge. Clearly, like, two seats over is Anthony Volpe. Not a word.
Come on.
It's American League Gold Glove shortstop.
Michael, come on. That's a Yankee boy take.
And you know what? I am.
Own it. No, good. Let him own it.
So you're gonna get on Joe and Troy for not recognizing.
No, it wasn't Joe and Troy because you could see they didn't pull the shot out wide enough. I could see it was Volpe. It was his ear and his eye.
Who is gonna know that, Michael?
I do.
I get it, but Aaron Judge, they're going to get. They're not going to get an Anthony Volpe.
Gleyber Torres was there. Not even a mention.
No.
Oh, are you kidding me? They didn't say a word about Gleyber.
I don't know if he's playing us or whether he's genuinely upset, Peter.
No, I'm not upset at all.
Well, you know what it was, Don? It's because yesterday was Martin Luther King Day. They didn't want to disrespect by bringing up Gleyber Day, another national holiday. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni, the coach of the Eagles, man. What a difference a few weeks makes. Is your job in jeopardy, Nick?
I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about the guys. Again, there's a lot of guys in that locker room, all the guys in that locker room, every single one of them that put their heart and soul into this. I'm not worried about me. I'm not worried. I'm as the head coach, I'm just trying to be there for our guys and our staff right now, you know, through a tough time. Obviously, we didn't finish anywhere near we wanted to finish. So, again, my heart feels for these guys. You know, we're all taking it hard, and that's where my mind is right now.
Well, he didn't walk off.
You should feel for the fans, not the players.
Well, he didn't walk off.
Who said he walked off?
No, Tomlin walked. With a similar question. And that's a guy. And I got to tell you what, Sirianni should be more frustrated with his loss than Tomlin's loss to the Bills. They were 9.5-point dog. Going up against a team that could very easily win the Super Bowl. Philadelphia completely collapsed, lost to a 9-8 Buck team. And he managed to answer the question.
Yeah, but Sirianni has to answer the question because his job is actually in jeopardy.
Well, if Tomlin's job isn't in jeopardy, why not answer the question?
Just doesn't feel... No, that was just him being a nozzly coach. That was just standard issue.
No.
I don't have time for this nonsense. I didn't take it as because he's actually leaving or anything like that. You know coaches. We don't want to talk about it.
No, I get it. But if anybody didn't want to talk about it, I'm sure it's Sirianni.
Yeah, but Nick Sirianni doesn't have the cachet that Tomlin has.
It is amazing, if you think about it, how sports have changed so drastically in 10 years. Because Sirianni, I think, has won 34 games in 3 years. He went to the Super Bowl last year and lost by 3. He had a terrible year this year, but still made the playoffs. They got embarrassed. But still made the playoffs, and there's legitimate talk that he's going to be fired.
Well, this is an unusual circumstances.
This is unusual,
Michael.
Because they collapse. I get it.
There's something going on there, and it sounds like it might have something to do with him. And a complete lack of leadership, that's going to fall on a coach that's way more expendable than a quarterback. Because I think both of them have to take the heat for the lack of leadership. I mean, and God, I hate to judge it this way, but how many shots of him just looking at the sidelines like, I don't have any answers here.
I texted with Andrew Gunlin last night.
Oh, yeah. How did Andrew take it?
That's something.
I didn't want to bother
you guys. You guys meal exclusively.
I texted him at 10:33, and I said, never seen anything quite like this. He wrote, worst Eagles teams I've ever seen. Number one, 1998 Eagles. Number two, 2020 Eagles. Number three, week 13 through wild card round, 2023 Eagles. I swear that's not being a prisoner of the moment. This is pretty much as bad a stretch of football as this team has played in 30 years.
No, because I've had it.
See, Don, I want you to appreciate something about me. Right. I've learned from you guys. Because old Michael K. would have tweeted some, or texted something like, good performance by your team. Mm. But you guys have drilled it into me. This means something to a fan. So I laid low.
You know
but,
what?
Because Andrew and Peter are obviously so close, they can communicate.
Yeah, there's something going on. It's amazing. I'm still really irritated with Peter. What happened a couple of weeks ago?
But you know what? Maybe he knew they're closer than he
yeah.
Is for
that's
us.
What I'm starting to realize here is as I begin to recover from
it could have been more
moment,
Andrew than Peter.
What's going to help me get there is the fact that of how their relationship has blossomed, and I guess mine with Andrew is soured. And I'm going to
even take it further, Don. I'm going to take it further.
Wow. Here we go.
I don't blame Peter at all. I think it was Andrew who said, don't invite Don and Michael.
It's on the table.
Yep.
It's on the table. So I'm not sure I believe it, but if you want to like start to gather evidence, it's there.
You'd look at it, yeah.
And now
you famously said, you never thought Andrew cared for you.
No, but this is next level of like not caring for me and now like caring enough for me not to be there.
I really thought he cared for me, though. I never thought he didn't care for me. This is a surprise.
But now you wonder.
Oh, no, I don't wonder anymore. I know.
Let's hear from Ray Lewis during the Manning cast last night,
baffled
by the Eagles' poor tackling.
Practicing tackling every day is based off angles. When you see the angles of these guys and the way they approach tackling, it's crazy. Like nobody plays together. Put them in a cup. If you put them guys in a cup, you're not going to see big plays like this. But everybody's playing individual football, and that's insane to me. That's why sometimes I get outside and I go sit on my water because I can't deal with this type of stuff, Peyton. Like what? Like it's crazy.
He's right.
It really was. Guys, I got to tell you, I'm not a defensive expert, but I can certainly tell when someone takes a bad angle. You can certainly tell when someone gets completely stood up and is just not prepared to tackle someone. In a game with meaning, guys, I don't know the last time I saw a team try that little on defense.
You know who had a really bad game, Don? Bradbury. Wow.
Yeah, he did.
Bradbury, more like Badbury. Oh. How about that?
Oh, it was awful. But I like what he said about their playing as individuals. What does that tell you? It tells you that they have no leaders, that they feel like it's over, the ship's sinking, and all they care about is themselves and their own, you know, situation. And that falls on the coach. It does.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Let's go to a positive side of this story, and that is how awesome things have turned out for Baker Mayfield. After putting up 300 yards and 3 touchdowns to 3 different receivers, here's Baker on how satisfying the win was.
I said immediately after the game, we worked extremely hard to get a chance to be in the playoffs, and we just wanted an opportunity, and our guys came out and played really, really well. Special teams, defense, once again, Chase is a stud. Defense played lights out. We should have had a lot more points on offense, but we did just enough to get the win tonight, and we're happy, but still got more to go.
They dropped 2 bombs on him, too.
Oh, the Mike Evans drop in the end zone? Oh, that was a tough one.
It was a perfect throw.
Now, Michael, it begs the question, do you think Baker is getting better sleep staying in the pirate ship in Tampa than he was in the old stadium?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, sure.
No, I think he's getting better sleep because he's not sleeping at the stadium. There's no
also,
evidence.
Also, the weather is better in Tampa than it is in Cleveland in December.
Great point by you.
I'm happy for Todd Bowles.
Yeah, me too. Gladys. The man
our
loves
guy was
two
on
things.
The. From what I understand, our guy was on the Manning cast too, Peter.
He was, Bruce Arians?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Todd Bowles. He loves two things: great hard-nosed defensive football and Gladys Knight.
That's right.
Let's get some play-by-play from John Murphy on the Bills radio network last night.
Here's the snap. Blitz coming. Allen steps up in the pocket, going to take off and run. Has the first down and more. To the 40, to the 35, 30. Breaks away. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Josh Allen. Yeah, give him a flex, Josh. You just schooled them with their back turned.
I'm going to tell you a problem in the NFL. Quarterbacks are protect it to a level that you can't really touch them. And when a guy like Josh Allen, who is 6'5", 240
Yeah.
Yep.
You think he's going to slide, so you don't want to hit him high, and then he doesn't slide, and you can't tackle him because of his size and speed. It's really hard.
It's basically impossible, Mike.
Yes, it is.
The defense in this league is so hard. You remember that famous play from like 2 years ago? Because 2 years ago, guys, in the college game, where the quarterback sort of faked like he was going to go down.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was made a big deal. But when you really think about it, that's all the time. It's really like that all the time when a quarterback gets moving.
And I forget what game it was. It might have been in that game. A guy slid at the last moment, and the guy's starting to tackle him before he slides, and he hits him in the head.
I think it was yesterday. I think it was the same
game. You get a flag. It's impossible.
Here's Josh Allen saying, don't blame us for the game being moved.
People keep saying that's what we wanted. That's what we wanted, and we had no call in that or no say in that. You know, that was a health and safety issue from the state. We would have played yesterday, we would have played Saturday, we would have played Friday. It wouldn't have mattered. We would have come out here and played when we were told to play.
Yeah, so many people were saying, oh, they've gotten so soft they won't even play football in the snow. They didn't have a choice.
Hey, J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt sent that tweet out, although he was more asking, what, we can't play outdoors anymore? And he had to be reminded. And it had nothing to do with that. The safety of just trying to get to the stadium.
Because, it was colder in Kansas City they played. And by the way, you lose fans, too. Arrowhead is always filled to the brim. The whole upper deck was empty. Who's going to go out in that kind of weather?
Well, there was legitimate health concerns being out there like that.
Thank God Taylor was inside so we could see her swag surf. You know what I mean?
No, you know, you're a hater too.
Ironically, guys, it was Kenny Pickett who hit the fake slide in college.
There you go.
Now, we move over to another team that has serious, serious issues. Dallas Cowboy coach Mike McCarthy asked, could this loss lead to a head coaching change?
I think the biggest thing is we're disappointed. I'm like the whole team in the locker rooms. That's hurting. You know, I haven't thought past the outcome of this game.
I just hate when they say that.
No, Michael, people don't think about losing their job.
No.
No way.
I mean, it has now become the cliche. Of course you think about it. You can say I'm not worried about it right now, but I've never even thought about losing my job. Really? You work for Jerry Jones.
Speaking of, how will Jerry Jones evaluate Mike McCarthy during the offseason?
When I think about it, which I haven't thought one second about it, I know how hard, how much it meant to our fans to advance. What this loss to me means, again, I opened up by saying not how, why, who didn't do what, all of that kind of thing. The only thing that was on my mind almost this entire game was not an analysis of our strategy, not an analysis of the play. It was, do we get to play here again next week? And we can't, and that could have happened by a point, or it could have happened the way it happened out there. And that's all I'm thinking about, and that's all I've thought about.
Thought about it for a second. So when they're getting blown out, he's not thinking, I might have to fire this guy.
Then he's not a good general manager. Because your work is done. The team is there. You can't make a trade. There's nothing you can do. Like, I understand it from a coach's perspective, because a coach has a lot on his plate, so he's not thinking about it. He's thinking about the game. But all Jerry could be thinking about once the trade deadline passed, once the roster was complete for the postseason, is, all right, what am I going to do if we don't win? And they're getting blown out. They're not winning that game. So you tell me it didn't cross his mind. What am I going to do here?
Again, you wonder why we talk to anybody involved. They don't tell the truth.
No. But you know what I mean, Michael? There's nothing left for him to do but think about the future.
If he's
right?
not thinking about possibly firing right. Mike McCarthy when they're getting blown out by 30, then is he starting to lose it? How could you not be thinking about it?
Yeah, because you're not. I know he's talking like an owner, but if you're the guy that hires and fires and drafts, that all you should be thinking about is how do we get up from this?
He's 42-25 in the regular season as head coach. He's 1-3 in the playoffs. Now, if it gives you any perspective, Jason Garrett lasted 10 seasons as head coach of the Cowboys. 85-67 overall, 2-3 in the playoffs. Can't believe it was 10 years with Jason Garrett. Don, that answers the question as to why Jason Garrett's on TV. I always think of it as like he was there a few years. The fact that he was coaching Dallas for 10 years, that's what the
He also, Don, was not bad on that game.
No.
With Tirico.
I get it, but all I'm saying is I'm trying to figure out, like, why. And you just said, well, because he was a Cowboy coach for 10 years. But I don't think any of the Cowboy fans, like, think of him fondly.
No, they
And certainly his time with the Giants was non-productive. Like, so you could say, oh, he was, you know, he was a offensive coordinator for the Giants. He was a head coach for the Cowboys for 10 years. Okay, do any of those fan bases care?
Yeah, now, but it does give them, for lack of a better phrase, it does give them a Q rating. He's in, you know, 40 million homes every Sunday, being the Cowboy coach. That's 16 to 17 games a year for 10 years. So it doesn't people know him. There's a value to that.
We mentioned Matthew Stafford being booed on his return to Detroit. Here's what Stafford had to say about the situation.
It was a playoff game. You know, I'm not surprised that they were excited about cheering for their team. And I'm not too worried about, you know, anybody's personal feelings towards me that was sitting in the stand.
Right now, now Adam Schefter earlier had some words on the future of Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins.
Right now, the Dolphins are projected to be roughly $40 million over the salary cap for 2024. They're going to need to find ways to create space. And one way to create space would be to enter into a long-term deal with Tua Tagovailoa, as difficult and challenging as it will be. But the Dolphins have been committed to him. They want to stay committed to him, and they want to try to figure a way to work out a long-term deal with Tua this offseason.
Well, a gamble. I mean, he's a good quarterback, but he's one hit away.
Well, they'll have the option now of drafting his brother as a backup quarterback, because Talia Tagovailoa, the Maryland quarterback who entered the transfer portal, has been denied his waiver to continue his college career. He was trying to get a sixth year of eligibility, so he will now enter the draft. He's expected to be a third-day draft pick to his younger brother.
And it's only a two-day draft.
Yes, that's a tough one. Also, in terms
kidding,
of follow-up,
by the way,
I'm aware.
I don't know if our listeners were
that the NFL draft is more than 2 days.
Well, no, they're aware of that, but they're probably thinking that big-headed freak Yankee boy doesn't know that it's a 3-day event.
No.
Speaking of which, did you guys hear that they're considering making the NBA draft a 2-day event?
I heard it's a done deal.
Stop it! Like anybody who is going to care about the second round of the NBA draft?
Don, have you ever heard of more of an I'm good situation?
Oh my God.
A television product.
But who's going to watch it?
Somebody will.
These draft freaks, these fantasy fans who love the draft, I don't get it.
Yeah, but none of but
Don, the ratings went up for the bowl games this year. You and your brother were playing in some of the games. Doesn't matter. It's content.
I'm saying it's football. Everything's football. But I'm just saying from a basketball perspective, who cares about the second round?
Also, happy trails. Jason Kelce has told his teammates that will do it for his 13-year career. And that will do it for ENN, which is brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Starting Something New sales event.
All right, so we have the Rangers coming up, right, Donald?
Rangers cracking.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. We have Dan Orlovsky on tomorrow. And I'm sure he's got a perspective on all the games and the ones coming up. Latest on the Knicks, the Rangers, blah, 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 the whole deal. And anything with baseball as well.
Okay.
1-800-919-3776. Call now, wait on hold till tomorrow. See everybody. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.